We want to begin with a crucial step forward in our nation's largest vaccination program ever, as scientists closely watch a new growing strain of the coronavirus in Britain.
The U.S. launching its second week of vaccine distribution, this time for both Moderna and Pfizer vaccines, sending millions of doses to hospitals all around America. U.S. health officials say more than 500,000 Americans have already gotten the shot.
And the sense of urgency is, of course, growing as countries around the world are closing borders to Great Britain tonight over concerns of that new, apparently even more contagious strain of the virus. And some leaders in the U.S. are calling on the federal government here to do the same. News Nation correspondent Brian Enten is live for us in Miami tonight with the story.
Marnie, so many countries around the world have now banned travelers from the United Kingdom, but the flights from London continue to arrive here in the United States. One of them just touched down in Miami a short time ago. We had a chance to talk to passengers getting off the plane. So many of them said they were relieved to be getting out of London. Long lines at London's Heathrow Airport as people line up to get out. Countries around the world banning flights from the COVID hotspot, but not the United States. Direct flights from London into U.S. cities like New York, Atlanta, Chicago, Dallas, Los Angeles, and Miami continued as normal. We talked to passengers after they landed at MIA. What's it like in London right now?
It's in lockdown, so everything's closed and no one's really moving anywhere.
Do you plan to quarantine now that you're back?
Of course. We'll follow the rules.
But it is quite chaotic. There's a lot, everything was shutting down, people were like panicking, so yeah, it was pretty bad.
Were you nervous about whether you'd be able to make it here to the U.S.?
I was constantly checking my flights, yeah, definitely. But I think I was probably one of the last couple of ones that are going to get to the U.S. now, yeah.
London is locked down after the health secretary said a new strain of the coronavirus is out of control in the city. Experts say early evidence indicates the strain is not more lethal, but may be about 70% more contagious.
This new variant not only moves fast, it is increased in terms of its ability to transmit, but it is becoming the dominant variant. It is beating all the others in terms of transmission. So this virus transmits and spreads fast.
Experts say all viruses naturally evolve as they move through the population, so what's happening in England does not come as a total surprise.
The new strain is more transmissible. If there's one piece of good news, it doesn't appear so far that it causes any worsening of the disease, which is important. And as far as we know at this stage, the vaccines should still work against it, but it's a difficult time.
Some countries that have not outright banned travelers from England are requiring them to quarantine. In Germany, passengers had to spend the night in the airport waiting for a negative test result. But as we saw at Miami International, passengers coming from London had no quarantine orders and no tests.
Why are we doing nothing? 120 countries require the UK travelers that receive the negative test before they get on the plane in the UK. 120 countries. And the United States has done nothing.
We reached out to the CDC and Health and Human Services to find out what the plan is with all of these flights arriving from the United Kingdom, but we have not heard back yet. Meanwhile, British Airways and Delta Airlines both announced today that they will require COVID tests for anyone coming to the United States. Live in Miami, Brian Enten, News Nation.